Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to rule the world.
Everybody's I really did like that show.
That was a good show. And
I
you know what?
That Saturday night lineup. But I still remember different strokes, Facts of Life, Love Boat, and Fantasy Island. Right?
Yeah, but not on the same channel.
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure they all were on ABC.
Different Stroke was on NBC. That was a Different Stroke. The other ones were on ABC.
Check that out.
I'm telling you.
Check that
different
out.
Different Strokes is an NBC show.
It might have been NBC, but yeah, maybe they're
but the
all
other
NBC.
Ones, the ones you were talking
Love
about are
Boat,
ABC.
Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Well, ABC, for sure.
So Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
Right,
were ABC.
Those were NBC.
And we had Tootie. Kim Fields. On
yes,
a
I enjoyed that.
That really was a great interview.
Yeah, all NBC. Right. And you know what? I was going to say, Arnold, when I was in college, used to play the reruns of all that. We used to sit there, no lie. And just watch to hear him say, what you talking about, Willis? And then we return the channel. I swear.
The more I hear about your college.
I know. That wasn't good. No wonder I didn't have a baby in college. Oh, sorry.
That's a good thing, man. All right, it's time for Broussard's Big Six.
Are you ready?
I hope you can take the heat like LeBron. Ah!
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six.
All right, we are on the cusp of something special. I told you in the first segment, we are on the cusp of a comeback, and that got a brother to thinking. What are the greatest sports comebacks I've ever seen? Now, not career comebacks like Tiger coming back or Michael Jordan coming back. I'm talking about within a series or an event. Here we go.
Number six.
Reggie Miller scores 8 points in the final 9 seconds to lead the Indiana Pacers to victory over the New York Knicks in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Pacers trailing by six with 18 seconds left. Miller hits 2 3-pointers, 2 free throws for the improbable 2-point win. One of the most notorious trash talkers in NBA history. He runs off the floor into the locker room shouting, choke artist! Choke artist! Indiana went on to win the series in seven.
Can I tell you, I covered that game.
Yeah,
I was sitting underneath the basket. I saw it all. It was unbelievable.
And you heard him yelling, choke
artist. It was unbelievable.
Artist.
Everybody was stunned at Madison Square Garden.
Crazy.
Number five.
Ray Allen nails a three-pointer with 5 seconds left in game six of the 2013 NBA Finals between Miami and San Antonio. Spurs were ahead 3-2 in the series, up by five with 28 seconds remaining. So the arena secured. Security crew was actually putting out the yellow rope around the court, getting ready for the Spurs championship celebration. Instead, LeBron drills a three with 20 seconds left. Then he misses another one. Chris Bosh grabs the rebound, kicks it to Ray Allen, who deftly steps back behind the three-point line in the right corner and drills the three-pointer. They go on to win it in overtime and take game seven for their second straight championship.
Number four.
The Boston Red Sox rallying in the ALCS from a 3-0 deficit. They become the first team in baseball history to come back from being down 3-0 in a series. The comeback began an 8-game win streak in which they swept the World Series to win their first title in 86 years and break the curse of the Bambino.
Number three.
Sugar Ray Leonard rallies. He's down on all three scorecards. His eyes, both of them, nearly swollen shut. Tommy Hearns, the slugger, is shocking the world by outboxing Sugar Ray. And Sugar Ray becomes the slugger in the 13th round. Now, right before the 13th round, the great trainer Angelo Dundee says these famous words to Sugar Ray. You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it. So Sugar Ray goes out and just unleashes a blitzkrieg on Tommy Hearns, knocks him through the ropes in the 13th. Hearns gets back up, comes out for the 14th, and Sugar Ray finished him off.
Number two,
the Chicago Cubs, 2016 World Series, down 3-1 to the Cleveland Indians. The Cubs win the final two games on the road, and in game seven, it goes 10 innings. The Cubs win 8-7, becoming only the sixth team ever to rally from 3-1 down in the World Series. The victory broke Chicago's 108-year World Series drought.
Number one.
You know what it is.
What is?
You want to guess?
Cleveland!
You want to guess?
What is it? No, that's not number one. Stop it!
It's Broussard's Big Six. It's not and Parker's Big Six.
Wait a minute.
It's the Cubs. The Big Six.
The Cubs have 108 years, and you're going to pick Cleveland.
You'll get your chance.
Oh,
Cleveland!
It was the same year. What a year for comebacks. 2016. The Cavaliers trailing the best regular season team in NBA season. History. That's right. The 73 win. Golden State Warriors down 3-1. It's looking bleak for LeBron. It's looking bleak for Kyrie. But LeBron comes up with the most iconic shot block in NBA history. And Kyrie Irving comes up with arguably the biggest shot in league history with 53 seconds left, the game winner. Yes, it ends the 52-year championship drought. Yay. In major sports for the city of Cleveland, Ohio. That is the greatest sports comeback in my lifetime.
How? The Red Sox were down 3-0. To the New York freaking Yankees.
It wasn't the championship. It was the ALCS.
Yes, but I'm just saying no team had ever come back.
That matters.
No team had ever come back from 3-0 in baseball history.
No team had ever come back from 3-1 in the NBA Finals.
And you know what's so funny is tonight you're trying to convince me that team that choked, the Warriors are now going to come back from 3-1.
That same team.
They just choked. They choked the 3-1 down.
They came back in the conference finals.
No, it's a totally different team. Because they were lying.
No, it
they
was the same team.
No KD, no title.
You will not.
No KD,
Big Six.
No title.
You will not take over
no
Broussard's
KD,
Big Six.
No
it's
title.
Broussard's Big Six.
No, Parker's Big Six.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's stick with the NBA. But there is more news, of course, coming out. Not just the NBA Finals. And Kemba Walker, another K. You know, everybody leaves Kemba out
for a good
reason. When they talk about the big Ks. Why are you dissing?
I'm just saying, Kemba's not on that level.
Kemba was third team All-NBA this year.
That's nice, but he's not on that level.
Ahead of Klay Thompson.
The other Ks, you think he goes, remember that on Sesame Street, what K doesn't fit? One of these Ks do not go with the other?
Kemba is a four-time All-Star.
That's why
he's not All-NBA this year.
Is he on the K's bet that you have with Rob G? He doesn't even count. You didn't even put him in that.
He counts. Kemba, you count.
No,
if
he counts as
out there, you count.
He counts as a person, but he ain't in no K's.
You're special.
No, he's special K. Yes.
All right, special K. Anyway, because he made third-team All-NBA, he is eligible, Rob Parker, for the five-year Supermax contract worth $221 million.
What you talking about, Willis?
Right. So the Charlotte Hornets can offer him that. Now, any other team can only offer him a four-year deal worth $140 million. It's a difference of $81 million for those not good at math. Now, Kemba Walker was at his camp, and he took questions, and he was asked if he would take less money to stay with the Hornets. Here's what he said. Yeah, why not? I would take less for sure. So he's not saying he's definitely staying for less, but it's just the idea, the notion of taking less money. Now, a lot of times an athlete, Tom Brady in his case, they try to take less money to allow the team to sign other very good players to enhance their chances of winning. The challenge with Kemba, though, is that taking, you know, a lot less money it really isn't going to impact the Hornets' salary cap to that degree. They're still, whether he takes 221, 190, whatever, they're still going to be capped out and not able to add like a second star or something to play with Kemba. So take that off the list when you talk about, oh, that'd be nice.
Because he's not going to get.
I usually feel that way.
He's like, not going to get any help.
Right. He's not going to change that.
All he's doing is saving Michael Jordan money. So that's what he's doing. There's no reason to me, if it's not going to benefit you, why are you taking less? If this is the going rate in the NBA with what players are getting, why would I want to take anything less? I should get what – I'm not asking for more than what other people are getting. I should get what's coming to me. That's
but
all.
You if you owned the Charlotte Hornets, you would not give him a 5-year, $221 million.
Why not?
You just dissed him.
He just
said he wasn't even in the 4K.
But he's a star that they have. That's all they have.
I wouldn't pay him that much.
He's the only guy that people are buying tickets to go see.
Would you admit that? He's a very good player.
Who else are they going to see?
I can be in the lottery without paying somebody $221 million.
Oh, well, then let him go somewhere else.
But here's my thing with Kemba. He can go elsewhere and get 4 years, $140 million. So even if you take less, say 5 years, $190 versus 5 years, $221, you're still getting $50 million more.
No, but
he's not saying I'm going to give him $100 million discount.
Why not? He said he'll take less. So Mike,
yeah, but less no player is going to take, you know, that much less.
Why not? No, but if you're taking less, what does it matter? No, it doesn't. If he's making over 100, why can't he take 120?
There's a big difference between 120 million and 190 million.
What? 70?
I mean, come on. Yeah, $70 million.
What's the difference once you're making that kind of money? I'm sounding like the fans on the radio when they call in. They're always trying to tell people they should take less. I do not believe in taking less.
You would take less.
No, I wouldn't.
You would. You say that.
I wouldn't.
You want me to put you on the spot?
Don't put me on the spot.
Chris,
what?
It depends on...
He's about to put my business out here? Is that what
I'm
you're
about
do?
To put your salary.
Don't
Breaking
put my...
Breaking news. Rob Parker's salary.
Hold on. We got it? We got breaking news?
No, but... You're saying that, but if you like where you're at, he's comfortable in Charlotte. He's been there 8 years. If he want a little less, I'm not saying take $120 million instead of $220 million. But if they offer you $190 million, that's only $30 million less. And he's not that Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard type player.
But he is their star. And all I'm saying is that money is allocated for the stars of the team. It's set up so that stars of the team can get paid. And Chris, you just said it. He was a third team All-NBA. He's not a hack.
He's definitely not a hack.
He's not a guy. He's a very good player.
He's a legitimate perennial All-Star.
This is what I'm saying. So
that doesn't mean I have to give him $221
million.
So pay me, MJ. Stop
it. We got three people in here wearing Jordan suit that we all pay cash for. Mike has plenty of moolah to take care of him.
I didn't pay cash for mine.
Or did you pay credit?
I ain't pay anything for him.
Oh, you got to rub it in?
You know what time it is.
Oh, that's our hookup.
You know what time it is.
But you know what I'm saying. Mike ain't hurting for cash. Somebody's got to get paid. They once paid in the Atlanta Hawks. Go Google it. Remember John Konkak got a contract?
Yeah, $13
million. Yes.
5 years, $13
million. And it was way more than like Dominique.
No, he shouldn't have got that.
And they called him. His nickname after that was John Contract. Because nobody could believe it. And who was the other guy in Seattle who was making more than the Rain Man? You remember McElvain?
Jim McElvain.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
They had to pay somebody, and Jim McElvain got this contract, and...
Where this does affect you, though, is luxury tax.
No, it saves Michael Wright.
You're going to be in a luxury tax, but that can impact what other type of players you go outside.
I remember that.
Just because you get deeper and deeper into the luxury tax.
Sure,
I mean, I'm with you in general, you know, but I just don't think you have to get every last dollar. If you're in a situation where you're happy, you're comfortable, you want to stay, and you take a little less money. I mean, and in this case, he's not taking less money than what he could get elsewhere. He's not going to take $140 million, and that's all anybody else can offer him. So he's still going to be fine either way you look at it.
I understand that. I just feel like, you know, why shouldn't they reward him? They drafted him. They developed him.
He's not worth two. As great as he is, he's not worth $221 million.
So who's to say? You're only worth what someone's willing to pay you. There's other guys around the league.
Did they make the playoffs this year?
Is that his fault?
No, but I'm just saying. He's my best player. We didn't make
the
playoffs.
You're the one that always argues that people need help. You're the biggest help wanted sign walking around in the NBA.
Let me say this to you. I'm going to ignore
that.
That
was a good line.
I'm going to ignore it. Alex, good job ignoring it.
Alex, what, are you asleep at the switch?
I'm actually laughing.
He was laughing, but he was laughing so.
That wasn't even worth a one.
He was laughing so hard he couldn't push the button. That's how funny it was.
let me ask you this, Rob. Because Kemba, as great as he is, he's never had the chance to play on the big stage. He's never, you know, he's made the playoffs twice, but he's never, you know, been able to showcase his skills in really meaningful, deep playoff games. And if I were him, I would seriously think about looking at a team like the Lakers. Now, you can get 5 years, 221 from Charlotte, or you can get 4 years, 140 from the Lakers. And that's a big difference. So say the Charlotte offers him $200 million. That's
$60 million. You're not going to the Lakers.
But should he, or just a playoff team in general, should he, how much you think he should consider a playoff team where he'll get to shine in May and maybe June, depending on the team? That how important
or he
should
could
that
wind
be to
up,
go to him,
or he could wind up being a scapegoat when he's that guy who signed for $140 million and then they don't work.
You're not going to be the
scapegoat.
Well,
I'm just saying if things don't work out.
I mean,
if you get deep
in the playoffs and you ball and you give Kyrie was never the scapegoat when they lost in Cleveland because he balled.
But I'm just saying if Kemba on that stage who hadn't been in that stage doesn't pan out,
but rightly so. If you don't play well.
But I'm just
then
saying.
People gonna say you didn't help LeBron. Right?
Yeah, but it's not always just that. It might have been that he was okay, but maybe not. I'm not saying a total dud, but anything that doesn't lead to LeBron winning, will be looked
at. Was Kyrie ever a scapegoat?
Kyrie made a big shot and helped LeBron win a championship.
No, but I'm talking about the years they lost.
No, Kyrie played great. He averaged 28 points against the Warriors.
That's my point. So if Kemba plays,
but all
up
the other players, all the other players got blamed.
Who else?
Kevin Love got blamed.
Did Kevin Love average 9 points in the finals?
He couldn't get the ball because LeBron wouldn't pass it to him.
Stop it. Y'all know the deal. Y'all know the pattern. When the corny jokes start coming, he's out of ammunition.
I'm not out of ammo.
Kevin Love shouldn't have got blamed for shooting like 30% and averaging 9 points in the finals.
You know how many of those baskets popped out? Those are tough luck misses.
J.R. Smith shouldn't have got blamed for not knowing time
and
score.
Was the game over? Did he lose the game on that play?
They didn't lose the
All
game,
right
but
then.
He lost. He
gave LeBron gave
a
up.
To win
LeBron
it.
Gave up in overtime.
Stop it.
He quit.
Stop.
LeBron quit that
you're
night.
You're going to defend J.R. Smith
yes.
over LeBron James. Because
the game
Stop
wasn't
it.
Over, Chris.
Stop it,
Was
Rob
the game
Parker.
Over?
No.
LeBron went to the bench and he pouted.
That
he
doesn't
went,
mean he
pouted.
Quit.
I'm going to go back on that. Somebody look it up, Rob G. What do you have? 1 point? One free throw? He just threw in the towel.
Did you see how many of those shots went in and out? They're tough shots to make.
No, they didn't.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, Rob Parker.
I'm telling you, LeBron.
You know I'm a master debater. You want to do this?
You said you're a what? Masturbator?
Master debater.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where is your mind? Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm a little moist right now.
Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm a light to you, man.
LeBron hit two free throws in a 5-minute overtime.
Yay.
In a game that he scored 51, had a chance to steal game one and change the series. He pouted like a big baby after J.R. Smith did not cost him the game but didn't win the game. There's a big difference between two.
No, I agree with that. But just because he pouted doesn't mean he quit. Doesn't mean he quit. He was upset.
But they still could have won that game.
No, I agree with that, but I don't know that he quit. I don't think he quit.
All right,
That's a strong word.
You know what I'm saying. He just he let that thing bother him.
It got to him.
He got in his feelings.
He was in his feelings.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Speaking of a bad note, Baseball players are at it again.
Here we go.
Rob G, tell us what happened last night between the Colorado Rockies. Go ahead.
And the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, I forgot the second team. Thinking about the finals. But
well,
go ahead.
Well, you know, this goes back to last season. These teams got bad blood. Chris Bryant, I think, was drilled 3 or 4 times just last season. And well, it's been boiling over the last 2 weeks because the Rockies have beaned the Cubs players 4 times in the last 2 weeks in their couple of series. And yesterday it reached a breaking point. 4 guys were beaned yesterday's game alone, including Nolan Arenado, the Rocky star, who actually had to leave the game with a forearm contusion.
Thank God he's okay and he's playing tonight.
But yes, there were balls flying at people's heads, their backs, their shoulders, their buttocks, everywhere.
Rob Parker, this is an embarrassment.
This is what they call baseball.
No, not what they call baseball.
Yes,
what
it is.
What they call baseball is stealing bases, hitting home runs, hitting singles, fielding grounders, fly balls. That is what they call baseball. They don't call baseball throwing at a batter.
Here's the
trying
thing.
Trying to hurt somebody.
It's not trying to hurt them. It's the whole thing, Chris, is if you don't have those kind of mechanisms, guys would feel very comfortable in the box, and they would never fear that a pitcher's going to come close or back them off or let them know that you have some displeasure with whatever they're doing.
He didn't hit Arenado to back him
off.
I'm
just saying in general.
Did he hit Arenado to back him off?
No, I'm just saying, but in general, the players police the game in baseball. You don't need to have the commissioner and people involved.
Why does baseball get that luxury and none of the other sports do?
Because this is what's always been a part of the game. The game is 150 years old.
The Oklahoma drill was always a part of football.
As long as you...
Hitting guys in the head above the shoulders was always a part of football.
No, but in baseball
it's
now...
It's changing. Why can't baseball change?
If you're talking about... I'm against beaning somebody.
But that's what they did yesterday. They were beaning
guys. No, he got hit in the arm. He didn't get hit in the head. A beaning is in the head.
They were trying to bean guys.
That beaning people...
That's how it was described.
No, but it doesn't mean you could intentionally mean to hit somebody, but they didn't throw at the helmet.
We're lucky one of the best players in the league isn't out with an elbow injury.
But he got hit in the arm. Normally you try to look for the back, the buttocks, wherever there's some extra pushing for the cushion.
I'm tired of hearing all this. You got to police the game. You got to defend your teammates. I mean, the guys in that locker room, you got to defend. What? Are they boxers? This is not the MMA. You're not even playing football where you can hit. What is all this violent talk about baseball? I got to protect somebody. Play the game. Protect them by throwing strikes by them. Protect them by throwing them out on a ground ball. Protect them by getting singles and hitting home runs. You don't need to get off. Do we hear that in basketball? Do we hear that? Oh, we got to protect the guy. You used to have guys that were your tough guys. You don't have that anymore because the NBA has changed.
The NBA went soft. You can't even play defense in the NBA.
The NBA went soft.
The NBA went soft. You can't even touch anybody. Foul. If I even put my hand on you, it's a foul. Yes.
You got
the NBA is the Mr. Softy of all major sports in this country. You can't even play defense. They'll blow a whistle at you right away. It's not like it used to be. You talk about changing. That's changing for the worse. Baseball, when you talk about every once in a while these things flare up. It doesn't happen every night. You're not beaning people. You're not trying to hit guys in the head.
It's ridiculous.
It happens once in a while.
It's ridiculous, and I can't believe you're defending me. I can't believe Mr. Two-Hand Touch is defending baseball players throwing at each other. That's ridiculous.
Mr. Two-Hand Touch.
That has no place in the game
anymore. You know
how
many NFL players drop dead at 55? Good, Chris. It's fact.
It has no place in the game. Why? Why? If you're mad at the hitter, strike him out. Get him to ground out. That's how you protect your teammates. This is ludicrous.
No, you, and with a guy throwing a baseball at 95 miles an hour at you, that's intimidation. So if you're trying to intimidate my guy or hit him to make him feel uncomfortable in the box so he can't beat you with his bat, I'm going to intimidate one of your guys. That's what it is.
Intimidate him.
I'm going to intimidate you.
By throwing the 95 mile an hour fastball by him. How about that?
No, but I'm also going
to
throw it.
You can throw inside. I'm getting on that. But they didn't. They tried to hit guys last night. That's what it was about, Rob. And enough of these unwritten rules. Why does baseball, they got more unwritten rules than written rules. It's ridiculous. You know it's foolishness. This
ridiculous.
Is not 1948. It's 2019. Step All into right. the modern era. We don't cheat on purpose anymore. We don't throw. And look at you. You jump on the Patriots for cheating. You jump on the Patriots for bucking the rules. You jump on the NFL for unnecessary roughness. But when it comes to baseball, anything goes. What's up, Mr. Parker? You're supposed to be the hater of all time. When it comes to baseball, it's nothing but love for you, baby.
Hey. That ain't all love. I didn't like a lot of stuff that goes on.
You cheer big contracts when it comes to baseball.
No, but I ripped them.
Oh, my man. Manny Machado, you see that? He got $300 million. Yay! Baseball is alive and well.
After that contract, I think I needed a cigarette and a box of Kleenex.
Yeah,
I need a cold shower.
You were a little moist right now.
It was the idea that I did rip baseball that they weren't signing those guys, and then eventually they came around, so I was happy to see that the game was alive and well. That's all. But
needed that as proof?
Yes, I did. But the point you're making that
I'm right.
No, I don't. And this thing from baseball is when you tell me somebody got hit in the head or in the face and it escalates to that, now we're talking something totally different. We don't see that. Those pitchers can hit any spot they want,
Chris.
No, they
can't.
Yes,
they can. If they could do that, they wouldn't walk batters.
Yes, they can.
If they could do that, they wouldn't walk batters. They wouldn't hit guys on accident.
But I'm talking about if you really are aiming to hit somebody, you could do it. And my point is that it doesn't happen. And they know not to cross the line. I could hit you in the butt, but I should not throw at your face or above your shoulders.
What if
that's the dangerous part?
What if he had been out for 2 months?
It would be bad for baseball if they hit him like that and he was out of the game. I would definitely say you don't want to do that. They used to do that in the National Hockey League in the playoffs. Send the goon to beat up the best player in hockey.
So you mean they've changed?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
So basketball's changed, football's changed, hockey's changed, but then America's pastime can't change. It's above the law. Is that what you're saying?
It's not above the law. But what bothers you so much? What bothers you about a guy getting hit? I just don't understand.
I'm about peace.
Peace, brother.
You know that. No, I'm going to tell you what bothers me. Play the game. It's the same thing we always talk about. If you can't beat the guy, then don't cheat to beat him. Throw it by him. Get him out. Homer on him. Something like that. What if in basketball it was just, you know what? Steph is just killing us tonight. I'm going to take his legs out. I mean, what if players did that type of stuff? What if in football, Tom Brady's on fire tonight? I'm going to have to get him with a cheap shot.
They get after him. You don't want to do a cheap shot to hurt somebody.
But would you not admit that throwing at somebody, even if it's at the buttocks or, as you like to call it, the meaty parts of the body, even if it's that, that's a cheap shot, right? Right?
I wouldn't say a cheap shot.
You wouldn't say throwing at somebody is a cheap shot?
No, it depends on what happened with the pitcher on the other team first. I need to see what happens if they tried to intimidate or tried to throw at my star player or they hit my star player, then I'm going to hit your star player.
And in some cases, back and forth.
In the National League.
That's what he did last night.
But in the National League, sometimes when the pitchers get the hit, they don't always get the hit. But in the National League, when guys get up to bat, they might have to pay the price. That's just how it is.
It's just no defense for it, Rob. In 2019, there is no defending throwing at batters. I'm sorry.
So let me ask you, what do you want the league to do? Should they
penalize players for doing it, like
they should be suspended, ejected, and suspended? Is that what you want?
Something.
Miss a start if you throw at a guy purposely. Yeah, there should be some recourse. There should. And that would get it out. I mean, enough of this.
No, again, if you start taking money from people, I agree with you. If you start taking money from people, you know what's going to happen? People will stop.